Welcome to the Post Podcast, brought to you by Eagle Communications. I'm James Bell. On this edition of A Closer Look, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to present an audio story. Now, during this story, you're going to hear from three folks. Anna Sear, she is a field services specialist with the Kansas State School for the Blind, along with Bob Taylor, he's another field services specialist and student at Bradina. Content for this story was recorded on the Fort Hays State University campus on Thursday, June 27th.
And then what's going to happen after that?
The drone is going to execute your command.
Oh my God.
You've got control.
We have a program sponsored by the Kansas State School for the Blind happening here at Fort Hays. We've been here since Sunday afternoon. We have 9 students ranging ages from 10 to 16 from across central and western Kansas who are all legally blind or visually impaired. And they are here to work on areas of the expanded core curriculum. So all students learn the core curriculum in their regular school day, math, reading, English, science, all of those things. For a person who is visually impaired, there are additional skills that they need to learn in order to be productive members of society.
Basically, it's extended school year. So you get to learn different things that maybe your school doesn't teach. So that's kind of a new experience to learn different techniques than your normal school does.
We've been doing a variety of activities all week to address all of those areas and increase these students' skills so that they can continue to learn and grow and do what they need to do both in school and in life.
We're trying to go ahead and get a lot of these kids not afraid and to self-advocate. You know, that's for the whole thing. I mean, if they self-advocate, that they can do other things, they should be able to do stuff like this if they're interested. If we can get these kids talking about this stuff and knowing what the outcomes are, they can self-advocate. They can say, I can do that. We did that last summer. You know, I went to school for the blind, Kansas School for the Blind, and we had classes on that, especially a course they can take for a month.
We had a game night where they played different traditional games that everybody would play. Uno has been a big hit this week, so we have Uno cards with Braille on them so that those students who are reading Braille can jump right in and play Uno with everybody else. They've been up playing some active ball games, those kinds of things. And then we have reading class every morning, so they've read different short stories or picture books, either had read to them or read themselves, and then they participate in an activity that book teaches. So they had some reading instruction, they learned a new skill such as question asking. So they read a book about dinosaurs Tuesday morning, learned about how to ask good questions about dinosaurs, and then we went to the Sternberg and toured the galleries, and then they actually had some hands-on experience with some fossils. Ian Trevethan, the education coordinator from out there, had a very nice setup for them, and they got to experience some fossils and ask questions and learn about that. They've each gone on some orientation and mobility lessons, so they've gone shopping or they've practiced walking up and down the stairs, learned to use their canes in better ways. They've done some cooking. This morning they were all making snacks so that when their parents come to pick them up tomorrow, they're going to have a little setup of snacks for everybody to enjoy while we show a video that shows their activities from the week. So it's been a wide variety of many things, and then here in just a little bit, they're headed into the typical afternoon activity, which is assistive technology. They've been learning some basic coding with special robots. Some of them are standard robots that any of the schools are using for STEAM and all of those projects that they're doing. And then some of them have been adapted, or they're using special equipment to be able to use those and access them with some Braille, some large print, something that talks to them, all of those different elements.
A lot of experience is that you get to learn how to do different things while you're cooking or while you're out and about or something like that. And rather, if you purchase sometimes you can purchase different things if you're at a store or something. So I've had lots of experience.
One line of code says, just fly forward.
My favorite part of camp so far would probably be the art, because we're learning how to weave and different things. And like clay, we made stuff out of clay yesterday. Like I made a pinch pie. So it's a really good experience.
They're also having the opportunity to interact with other students who are visually impaired. You know, especially in Central and Western Kansas, it's pretty common to maybe have one student who's visually impaired in a school district. So it's not very often that they have someone else who also uses a white cane or also reads Braille or also uses their technology that they get to interact with on a daily basis. So they really benefit from being around other children who do those same things and seeing, oh, hey, she's learned how to do that. Maybe I should learn that too, or have some of those experiences. Well, it does seem a lot like camp, and the university staff here certainly considers this one of their camps that come. This is specifically a part of extended school year, or ESY, which students who are part of special education are eligible for. Students in special education most often participate in ESY if they show that they would regress in their skills over the summer. So in order to make sure that they maintain the skills they learn, they attend ESY. But there are certain instances when they have a disability such that there are so many additional skills to learn that we just can't fit them all in during the school year, then we can also offer ESY. So that's the case for the majority of these students, that we're addressing these skills that sometimes we can salt and pepper in over the course of the school year, but not get into quite as in depth. And so they're all here as a part of their school program. Their local special education system is helping provide this, the funding for them to be here. And then the School for the Blind does the planning and the instruction piece. Those of us from Western Kansas feel like Kansas City's a long ways away, and especially to go for that 3-week program and be there that long, that's a big deal. And so we really, a big initiative of the Kansas School for the Blind in the last 5 years and going on is to bring more of our services out to the students in their home areas. And so it used to be, if you needed assistance from the School for the Blind, it was often you had to go to Kansas City to get that support. And for someone from Hayes or Garden City or Oakley or, you know, any of those areas, that's a long ways to go to get that support. And so we have a much larger field services staff, which is what I'm part of, where we have regional specialists across the state. I believe there are 7 of us now, with some additional support people in Kansas City. So we are more in these local areas. I live in Bueller, which is just outside of Hutchinson, about 2 hours from here, and Hayes is part of my north central and north central region. So throughout the school year, I can come to Hayes and assist our teachers who are here if they need help doing assessments or planning extra activities or going to Dr. Krug's office here in town and providing some low vision evaluations and, you know, working together to figure out how to best support these students in all areas of their lives.